Come on in and try not to ruin everything by being you.
Maybe we could live without the wisecracks.
Do you have someone in your life who uses wisecracks all the time? Sarcasm. The problem with that is most people don't respond the way, who was that on the show? Jack Nicholson did on As Good As It Gets. That's my husband that I'm speaking to in the background. Most people respond with the sarcasm and they don't know how to say what genuinely bothers them. And then you don't say, well, please don't use the sarcasm. Tell me what's really on your mind. Instead, they counterattack with more sarcasm and it gets worse and worse and worse. So if that's going on in your life, how do you turn that around? That's one of the many topics that we can talk about on this show. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and my show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. And that means that your happiness matters. Don't just brush it aside in your life. Don't make yourself into the martyr or the doormat and then blame everyone else for why you're unhappy or blame yourself and go into a deep depression. You want to really seriously value your life and turn it around. So today we're having a special show. It's an all email show. I do this from time to time when I just get so many emails. You can always get a pen and paper right now and jot down my number for a future show. And my number is toll free 1-877-DR-KENNER. That's toll free 1-877-DR-KENNER. And that's also our after hours line. If you prefer, we have a 24-hour after hours line. It's open 24 hours. You can feel free to leave your questions on this line and I'll answer you in an upcoming show on the air. Again, I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. I'm a clinical psychologist and the show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. Now imagine being a woman and dating someone seriously for several years. And this person looks at you and he says, "You're the woman of my dreams. You are marriage material. I know I could be happy with you for the rest of my life. But I don't find you sexually appealing. I don't get turned on by you. You leave me flat sexually. I don't even want to have sex with you, but I'm considering spending the rest of my life married to you." Now, can you picture the woman in that situation? My guess is she'd turn to the man and slap him or just scream at him or she would just burst into tears. Now, what do you do in that situation? Well, what if you're the man in that situation? What if you seriously are attracted to this woman, but you're not aroused by her. You're not sexually attracted by her. She's your best friend. She could be a sister or a very close neighbor, but you don't want to have sex with her, and yet you feel she's probably the woman you should marry. Well, that's going to put you at odds with yourself, so I'm going to try to help that listener in the show. Also, what happens if your nine-year-old tells you that she's hearing voices in her head? Do you panic or not? But the situation is more complicated. Your own life is a total mess. You're seriously in debt. You're depressed. You don't have a partner. And add to that, you're pregnant with your second child. One listener wants help with her situation. And again, I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. My show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. Now, here's an email from Megan. I know my husband was in this situation. Maybe he can pipe in during this one. When he was in grade school, he got in trouble a lot. So see what you think about this one. "Dear Dr. Kenner, since the start of school, way back in September, our 8-year-old son had his desk turned away from his classroom group. There are 4 children in his group."
Oh, that does sound familiar. Thank you for bringing that up.
Oh, I'd just love to remind you of the nice times in your life. So imagine you've got 4 kids sitting there and one kid for months and months on end through the holidays, through everything. This kid has been forced to face the side blackboard. The writer continues, he's made to face the side blackboard. "We agreed to this with his teacher." So mom and the teacher are on the same page with this. "As my son was distracting the educational process with his silliness and jokes." So it sounds like you've got a fun-loving son. He'd make the kids laugh. We thought this would work by putting his desk around, but it hasn't. Yeah, we'll figure out why. I think most listeners could figure that out, as you probably have too. His teachers told us that until he can prove he has self-control over his behavior, he will remain facing the board, the blackboard. We are now concerned that his self-esteem will be damaged and he will not like school. It's gone on too long. Any suggestions, Megan? Megan, I'm with you 100%. It has gone on way too long. Imagine the principal came into this particular teacher and said, you know something, you have some lousy teaching methods. So until they improve, we will make you teach with your back facing the students. Now, if you're this teacher, your back is to your students, what thoughts go through your mind? This is ridiculous. This is candid camera stuff. I feel insulted. I'll get back at the principal. Why does she have to single me out and make a fool of me? The kids like my method of teaching. I'm playful. I'll teach that principal a lesson. Notice, the principal didn't reach the teacher's mind. And let's make the situation worse. Imagine a psychologist said to you, you have lousy parenting skills, so until you learn to behave, you are to turn your chair away from everyone at the dinner table. Now, as you turn your chair away, what is your mind focused on? I feel so belittled and stupid in front of my husband and kids. Stupid psychologist, I'll never go there again. I'll put up with this, but boy, I'll exact my revenge. So notice the problem with this strategy, that you don't reach anyone's mind by punishment, by embarrassing them, by mortifying them. So what does the teacher accomplish, and at what cost? She isolates your son, which intensifies his odd boy or bad boy status in front of the kids every day. This is a chronic situation. She makes the school a very unpleasant experience for him, and his focus is not on learning the material, but probably to get back revenge. And he's probably more motivated to exact revenge on her or disrupt the class. So what is the solution? First of all, I would get a book, How to Talk So Kids Will Learn, by Adele Faber and Elaine Maslisch, or How to Talk So Kids Will Listen and Listen So Kids Will Talk. That would be for you. That latter book is on my website, drkenner.com. Also, you need to talk with your son and even open up to him and say, honey, I think we made a major mistake this year. Let me know how it's affected you. Then don't jump in with any yes buts. Let your son pour out his heart. Don't lecture him, but find out in details how he feels about it and what he sees as a better solution. He may say, well, just turn my desk around. Or he may say, Mom, I hate that teacher. I want out of that classroom, or I want a different school. The principle here is you can't force a mind. I would also reframe his playfulness as good. And I'll talk about this, and I'll talk about many other emails that I have coming up in the show. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on the Rational Basis of Happiness.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance by Dr. Ellen Kenner.
Here's an example of how gender differences can cause conflict. Andres was a good provider and loved surprising Kara with special gifts, but she felt lonely and invisible on the deepest level. He was unaware of her most profound values and feelings. He was of no comfort when she had a fight with her mother or had a bad day with her cranky boss. She wanted Andres to listen and commiserate with her. She would relate bad experiences, not with the intent of getting his advice, but to feel understood. But Andres would launch into telling her precisely what to say and do. He wanted to fix everything. How would they address this common pattern in relationships? Kara would need to be clear about what she needs, and Andres could learn how to be a sympathetic listener.
You can download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.